Welcome, everybody, to Tapes and Scales.
Boo-da-boo.
Hi.
Hello.
I'm Max.
I'm not Max.
No, you are not. Who the hell are you?
I don't know anymore.
Huh. Somebody's here.
I'm here.
Hi.
Hello.
How are you?
Good enough.
Good enough.
Good enough. Good enough. I've seen movies.
Cool.
Yup.
Good. All right. Then you're a perfect candidate to jump on this episode.
I will help.
All right. So let's talk about these movies.
Okay.
I'm going to go first. I got, you do what I do after I do it. All right.
Perfect.
Just with the movie you watched.
That's oh, all you the movie do. Thing.
Yeah. That's what
not the other thing.
I mean, you can do that if you want. It's a little weird if we both do it though.
Well, don't look at me.
All right. So I'm going to look at the paper. So I did 1940s, The Mummy's Hand.
Oh, jeez. That's what I'm doing.
Oh, that's The Mummy's Hand?
Yeah,
I think that's called The Stranger is what you're doing.
You call it what you want.
Okay. All right. So I watched this in April, probably. IMDb. Or not IMDb. Tim has IMDb on this paper. How long it is.
The IMDb minutes?
The IMDb minutes.
I love that.
Yep.
I actually handwrote mine and left it in.
Nice. That's funny. 1 hour, 7 minutes. So it's a shorty.
Okay.
Horror genre, adventure genre, sure.
Sure.
Director, I can't fucking read. You're the new guy, and I'm screwing up.
Hey, you know what? Tim would have wanted you to try.
So yeah.
We'll edit it out. I'll edit it out. Don't worry about it.
Thanks a lot.
You totally nailed everything.
Great. Directed by, I didn't screw that up before, William Christie Cabane, or Cabani. I don't know. I don't know him.
Hey, Cabani.
Starring Dick Foran, Wallace Ford, and Peggy Moran. So this movie is about an ancient mummy that is revived to destroy marauders of the 3,000-year-old tomb of an Egyptian princess. Jesus Christ.
No, don't start that again.
Oh, sorry. Yep. I don't want to go back to his office.
P's and Q's.
So also, point of note, this isn't a sequel to The Mummy, but it is the first of four total movies about the mummy Carus. I don't know. It's been a while since I watched this. I said I watched it in April. God damn it. So it's got four of those Carus movies. I'm going with Carus. So yeah, overall, this is much more in line with like the Brendan Fraser Mummy.
Okay.
So it feels like a serial more than it feels like a horror movie. So it's a little bit of comedy. It's like kind of like action-y, adventure-y, that kind of thing. Much, much more than the original Mummy was, for sure. Pretty well paced. The cast is entertaining. Not nearly as thought-provoking or interesting as The Mummy. Much more like a popcorn flick, but it was fun.
Popcorn flicks have their place.
Yeah, absolutely. It was a good time. I didn't hate watching it or anything. Not like some other Universal movies, fucking Return of the Creature. IMDb gave it a 6.1 out of 10. Rotten Tomatoes critical score was a 67% out of a whopping 9 critics. And the audience gave it a 51%. I was relatively in line with a 6 out of 10.
Yeah, we got to get our Rotten Tomato critic status. We got to get on that.
We do.
Well,
what do you got, new guy?
I have a confession. I'm Tim.
Oh, fucking Jesus. Why are you wearing that mask?
Because it's left over from Halloween.
Oh, okay. All right. That makes sense.
Yeah. Did you really think I was this thing?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, you're dumb. Okay.
Yep.
My first movie is animated.
Whoa.
My movie is Teen Titans Go to the Movies.
Oh, I've heard about this.
From 2018, late 2018, I want to say. I watched it in May on the 5th, and the IMDb minutes are 1 hour, 24 minutes.
Yeah.
Genre, animation, action, comedy, directed by Aaron Horvath and Peter... Oh, I spelled something very wrong.
And Peter.
And this guy named Peter, he's real good. Check him out.
Yeah.
Starring Greg Sipes, Scott Menville, and Kerry Payton.
Nice.
Movie summary. A villain's maniacal plan for world domination sidetracks 5 teenage superheroes who dream of Hollywood stardom. So this movie, I know the hardcore Teen Titan fan base from the original one that was on Adult Swim, like, they hate Teen Titan Go.
Yeah.
They wanted, and it's fair, all that whole argument,
yeah,
that they wanted a proper ending, and they don't care for how silly Teen Titans Go is. And I've tried to watch Teen Titans Go. It's really not for me either. But I heard such good things about this movie, I said, let me check it out. And I think it was warranted.
Nice.
The humor in this is on point. The pacing makes sense for it to be a movie. And there's a lot of really deep cuts in here for the comic people, too, which I appreciated.
Nice.
There's a continuing joke about the challenges of the unknown, which have no business ever being on a screen ever. So I appreciated that.
Yeah.
The basic gist of the movie is all the DC superheroes keep getting movies and deals, and Robin, like, why not me?
Nice.
To the point, it's pretty funny. There's a point where, like, the utility belt is getting a movie.
Nice.
And, like, Alfred's getting a movie.
Oh, that's
cool. He's like, come on.
That's cool.
And they just talk about sidekicks, and it's a silly kind of plot. It gets deeper and more thought-provoking at times, but it's pretty much just silly. And it's fun.
Nice.
It's fun. It does feature, I'm going to spoil something fun.
Okay.
It has a Stan Lee cameo.
Nice.
Which is hilarious.
That is fantastic.
To the point where they go, Stan, you're not supposed to be here. That's the other people.
Nice.
Is basically the gag.
That's cool.
And it was actually him, which is silly.
That's wild.
Yeah. It's a fun movie. If you enjoy Teen Titans Go, you'll love it. If you're on the fence about it, you will probably enjoy this. This
That's
will put
cool.
you over. I don't know that it'll make you want to watch the show anymore, but this movie is a lot of fun. I hope they do more silly animated things, because I didn't know if I was going to enjoy it despite hearing how good it was, because I like the Teen Titans, like, straight to video stuff they do.
Yeah.
Those darker, like the Judas Contract that we talked about.
Yes.
I like that a lot. So I'm like, oh man, now I feel like I'm like seesawing on what type of thing this is, but it was fine.
Awesome.
So IMDb, they gave it a 6.8 out of 10.
Cool.
Rotten Tomatoes gave it a 91%, which is 125 critics. That's
okay.
Really good.
Yeah, it is.
The audience gave it 71%, which is out of 3,000 some odd people.
Bit of difference.
I'm lower than all of them.
Okay.
Even though I said all those nice things, I gave it a 5.5.
Wow.
Yeah, I know a lot of people are going to hate me for that.
Yeah, that was much lower than I anticipated.
I don't feel it has a ton of replayability at all.
And I know that's a big one for you.
It is, in a way. Like,
I know you like a movie you can go back and re-Manborg a bunch of times.
Yeah, I mean, it's no Manborg.
What is? Nothing on this podcast has been, you know?
No.
Not even Halloween.
I mean, we fudged it a bit to get them to be equals, but... Where are we going, Max?
Oh, remember when I called you and I told you, make sure when we do this episode, you bring the soapbox?
Oh, yeah. It's time to break it out,
yeah,
huh?
We're getting on the soapbox.
All right, get on it, buddy. Let's do it.
So this movie I watched is 2016's Killer Waves.
Okay.
I watched it in, how about, May?
Okay.
It's an hour and 30 minutes. It is horror exploitation. I'm calling it exploitation. It's not really exploitation. It's directed by a cat named James Balsamo. It stars what I assume to be a really disappointed bunch of people and James Balsamo.
Balsamo.
Don't do that.
Balsamo.
He doesn't deserve it. He doesn't deserve it.
Bro.
Yeah, he doesn't deserve it. The summary is: a slasher is killing surfers that are appearing on a reality television show to make a surfboard out of flesh, or an excuse to trick young girls into stripping while you... film them and make yourself seem so fucking cool in a shitty fucking horror movie. This movie sucks fucking asshole. James Balsamo is the ass. He's not even an asshole because he doesn't even deserve to be sucked. He's fucking stupid. The movie is stupid. The effects are awful. I feel like he tricked every fucking person into being in this because I can get this movie out there. I met him at a con. He's a fucking piece of shit.
Wow.
This movie's a piece of shit, and I feel bad I fucking own this movie on DVD. Don't watch this movie. It's fucking horrible garbage, and I hate the fact that I wasted time on it.
Do you want to burn it?
You know what? If we can get enough Twitter action, we will film me burning this fucking piece of shit movie.
Nice, nice. So I'll get back to you when I figure out what those numbers are.
Yes.
But we will do that.
Yeah, write in. It's mad_dog_Tim and tell him you want, like, I guess what, hashtag burn that fucking movie or something?
Ooh, that's a good one.
Okay.
Yeah, burn that fucking movie.
So this movie sucks ass. So seriously, don't watch it, because it's like, wow, if it pissed Max off that much, I should really, please don't watch it. Please don't watch it. He doesn't deserve it. It's horrible. He thinks it's cool, I guess. I mean, it's just poop sandwich.
It sounds like the real world meets Girls Gone Wild.
It's awful, dude. It's awful. There's just no excuse for it. It just feels like he wanted to be in it. There's like, it's so bad. It's like, I was mad watching it. I was like, this is why I can't get a fucking movie made, because people like this are out there trying to fucking trick people into taking off their tops and such. I feel bad for all the people who are in it, and I'm real, real sorry.
Oh, man.
IMDb gave this a 3.8 out of 10, which is mad fucking generous. It's not on Rotten Tomatoes, which is deserved.
Right.
I gave it my first 0
yes.
out of 10.
Yes.
This movie fucking sucks. This dude fucking sucks. And he does not deserve to make another fucking movie.
Jeez. Wow.
End rant.
Oh, wow. Hi. Welcome back.
Yeah.
You got possessed there for a minute, and it was awesome.
Well, I get really angry when I'm on the soapbox.
You're like, what? Who in this day and age has an actual SOPA?
Right. I was glad. That's why I was glad it was you and not the new guy.
Right.
Because I was worried. I was like, fuck, I really needed him to bring the soapbox.
It was me all the time.
I can only get mad when I'm on the soapbox.
It's weird, but I like it.
It's like your world's greatest dad hat.
Yeah, I'm only mean to my children when I'm wearing my world's greatest dad hat.
Yeah.
That's silly.
Yep.
We should have brought that up when I reviewed World's Greatest Dad. Oh, well.
The movie, not the hat.
The hat's great, by the way. It's still holding up very well.
The hat fits good. Me. When I see him wear it, I get frightened.
I know you do. It's why I wear it sometimes. It gets heavy rotation. It's just to troll you. All right. Well, I'm going to take us home with not a great movie, but it's fun. Okay. And you're going to go, oh, yeah, that.
Okay.
1997's, wait for it, Warriors of Virtue.
Oh, shit. The kangaroo people.
The kangaroo people.
I remember those toys.
Yes. They had toys. They were a Ninja Turtle knockoff. I watched this May 6th, if you can believe it, I did it.
5/6?
Yeah. 1 hour, 41 minutes. Genre, action, adventure, fantasy. That's fair. Directed by Ronnie Yu. Starring Angus McFadden.
Mm-hmm.
Mario Yedidia.
Sure.
Marley Shelton. Movie summary, a young boy is whisked away to the mythical land of Tau, where he becomes the center of a conflict between an evil lord and a group of animal warriors.
Hmm.
So the reason I watched this, that it even popped in my mind, is I was watching an episode of Drawfee.
Okay.
And Jacob on Drawfee mentioned Warriors of Virtue. And I said, I forgot that was a thing.
Nice.
Let me see if I can find it. I found it.
Nice.
And I watched it.
Excellent.
So it's Drawfee's fault.
Drawfee's great.
Drawfee's great, but it's still their fault.
It is.
And you want to hear something really shocking? It has a sequel.
That is shocking. I did not know that.
Do you want to know what year it came out?
Sure.
2005.
Huh.
And the sequel is said to be god-awful.
I believe that.
So basically what this was is the Ninja Turtle live-action movie had come out. People in Creature Suits was red hot.
Yep.
And they were trying to cash in on that. One of them, is it the voice of Piccolo? I'm not even sure. It sounds like him.
Sure.
But
let's say it is.
It is. 100% confirmed.
Yep.
But it's kangaroos doing ninjutsu. And whatnot, and it's very, it's not great.
I'm pretty sure Ronnie Yu directed Freddy vs. Jason. Pretty sure on that one.
Let's say that's true as well. Yeah. How do you feel on that movie? That movie's good, right?
It's okay.
It's all right.
Like, I don't hate it as much as some people do.
Yeah. I remember it had a fun soundtrack.
Yeah.
Well, this is about kangaroos doing Buddhist kind of things, and it's, like, I enjoyed all the kangaroo stuff, and there are other animals, but it's mostly all kangaroos.
Yep.
And the kid's, like, a little, like, annoying and dumb.
Sure.
And he has to save the girl from the evil lord. The evil lord is the most over-the-top shit actor I've ever seen in my life.
Okay.
It's awful. He really brings this movie down a bunch.
Okay.
Because otherwise it would have been like, well, yeah, if you want to see Ninja Turtles light, this is what this is.
Okay.
They did cool things with the creature costumes, and, like, whenever the kangaroos would do a move, there was a lot of spinning.
Sure.
They were very fluid with, like, bow staffs and stuff. The tails would flow. They would have leaves kind of go in a swirling motion around them.
Oh, that's neat.
They did a lot of cool things like that that really made them seem like they were powerful in some
right.
way. Because the good guys are, like, losing the whole movie, like every movie. And it's like, well, come back at the end. And it's like they hate each other. They like each other. Oh, it's just so cliche.
Okay.
So for a kangaroo movie that isn't Turtles, Jared, I would love for you to watch this.
Yeah, I don't know if Jared... Jared, let's hear your opinion on the Warriors of Virtue.
If you give me your opinion, the day this goes up, I'll cancel Fallow That Bird.
Whoa.
But you have to give me your opinion, and no one's allowed to tell you of this.
All right. Noted. I'm not a word.
I'm curious if he'll do it, because that would save me a lot of time if we canceled Fallow That Bird.
Save me a lot of time.
It's win-win for me.
I agree with that.
No, we're still going to do it.
You can't get out, Jared.
You can't. Never.
Locking you in that bird suit.
That's right. We'll get $1,000 like we're bored. We'll rotoscope the fuck out of you. IMDb score, 4.7 out of 10. Rotten Tomatoes critical score, 18% out of 11 critics.
Okay.
It's a little harsh.
That is a lot harsh.
Rotten Tomato audience score 46%, 5,000 some odd people, which I think is fair. I gave it a 4 out of 10.
Okay.
It's not great, but they were trying. It's fun. Turn your brain off and enjoy it. Whatever.
Get at it.
Get at them kangaroos, aye?
Remember, hashtag burn that fucking movie.
Burn that fucking movie.
And we will do it. I'll burn it.
Burn it.
I'll burn it.
He'll burn it on a surfboard made out of skin, right?
I don't know about that, but I'll burn it.
Okay.